Tell me how many children came and what you did this morning?
Well, they had a mass first because many of the children, the children in the parish go to the Hubbard Woods School or they go to our Sacred Heart School. And when all this terrible thing happened, the children were very involved because they could see right down the street Hubbard Woods School. They could see all the fire and all everything. And then it was, you know, stated that there was something had happened, and the children, everyone's gathered in together. And then today they were having a church service, a mass, for all the parents and children of the school and the both the parochial school and the public school. There must have been psychologists. After the mass, they broke into groups with psychologists in different age groups, and the parents were with the children, and they had junior high, intermediate grades, and then the lower grades in separate counseling sessions, and had a discussion on reactions and how to deal with them.
Did you sit in on some of those?
Yeah, I teach the second and third grade, so I sat in with the primary group.
What kind of questions did the kids ask?
Well, the children, apparently some of them are having difficulty sleeping. Parents actually asked more questions than children. And it was brought out that these things are going to crop up from time to time, that they're going to be probably thinking about it but not verbalizing it for a long time. And how to deal with any reactions they had was what the psychologists were, a couple of them from the family service of Winnetka, and from other area groups. The children in the primary group, which is the one I sat in because I am a second and third grade teacher, but those were the groups that were most traumatized at the school. Mm-hmm. And many of them knew children who went to that school and the children who had been involved. But children, you know, were verbalizing actually very well, I thought. Mm-hmm. They were saying what they thought and their reactions, and was pointed out that it was probably could happen anywhere and there was nothing to prevent it, but it was something that they would have to, you know, deal with, but it probably would never ever happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is very important to emphasize, that it was a very unusual thing to happen.
Where is the school? It's here in the school. I'm sorry, say that again.
We were having a funeral at our church for that fireman who was struck by lightning and died. And we saw all the fire equipment and everything, and point out that was probably some kind of an escort for this service. And then right down, I'll show you where the Hubbard Woods School is. So the children, you know, like, said a prayer, and then the news came on and our principal called everyone in to the gym and explained something had happened but hadn't said what. Right down that street is Hubbard Woods School,
mm-hmm.
just where that car is turning.
Mm-hmm.
It's right down there, and so everything was blocked off, and then as it developed, we found out that it was more than just a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And then the household where the Dan girl went in was one of the children in our class. I mean, the Andrews children go to our school, and the oldest Andrews child, the one in our school, after his brother had been shot, the police came and his parents came and took him to the hospital. Then the rumors started, you know, then the children were getting more information.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't allowed to go out or anything for lunch or anything, and kept them in the room. And mm-hmm. But today was a gathering together. And, you know, having a church service and also a counseling service. If there was any need for any more counseling, they'll be doing some at school with in the classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be having other counseling services in the community.
Okay.
So.
Maria? Mike, what's your last name?
Kavanaugh.
I want to ask you a couple questions about it. Tell me what you talked about in the groups after the service.
Oh, well, I didn't go to those.
You went to the service? What was the service like?
Well, they had, most all the people were there, and they had, two priests, and they had guitarists for the music.
that they said prayers for the little kids.
Yeah,
that
and all
they
the people
shot.
That were in, like, in the shooting and.
You decided not to stay for the discussion, though? You didn't have anything to talk about yet?
No.
Have you been giving it some thought?
Yeah, sort of.
Do you go to Sacred Heart or Hubbard?
Yeah, Sacred Heart.
You both do.
We last night we went to the church about 5 o'clock, and they prayed for the kids. We were on TV. They had Channel 5 news reporters there, and they all prayed for the kids who got shot and the girl that was mentally ill. So they prayed for her too. So I don't know when the service is going to be for her, but.
How old are you?
I'm 10.
And your name?
Justin Sinclair.
Justin
Sinclair. Yes.
Have you been talking with your friends about it outside of the service?
Yeah.
What do you say when you get together? Does it worry you or?
Yeah, I mean, something like this wouldn't happen in this kind of neighborhood. But she was mentally ill, and she called her parents up, and she said, "I did something very bad," and she killed herself. So I don't know why she did it. But she did it maybe because she didn't know what she was doing, but she just felt weird. I mean, some people call her psycho, but I didn't. Because I thought she was probably a nice girl, but she did something bad, and she knew it. So she didn't want to go to jail or mental retirement home or whatever. So she just killed herself.
Is that something that you can understand and not worry about happening here, say?
I don't understand what you mean.
Is it something that worries you about coming to school or what might happen here?
Yeah. Because I don't think it will happen again, because the people say don't mess with the cops, but I don't know. It might happen in the school, and it might not, so I just hope it doesn't.
How about you? Have you given it some thought?
Yeah. I just think that she was ill, and she went after the person that she was living with, so that's the reason why she killed most all the kids.
The fact that she to think that she was mentally ill and not like a normal person walking around the street, that does that help you understand why it would happen and help you not worry about it happening again?
Well, it was scary that one day because they wouldn't let us up our block. See, we live on Trap Lane, and Kent is right there, so it was really scary because they wouldn't let us up the block. My mom wouldn't let us out of the house or anything. When me and my brother Chris and Steve, we were up at the block wondering what was going on, and Chris told me what happened. My mom came up running up and said, "Justin, let's go." So we went home, and listened to news reporters and the what's her name, like the Andersons. Andersons, was it?
Andrews.
Yeah, the Andrews. We were very close to them, and the son was very heroic. So I just hope he gets better and everything. So he was nice boy. And I don't know why with it. That girl did something to that house. So that's about it.
Okay. All right. Did you go to the service this morning?
I did.
Let me ask you about it. Do you think it helped your son? Is that why you went, so that he could go?
I have three children in this school right here, and that is the reason I went. I went, you know, to the service normally. I would have gone anyway, but the fact that they had the counseling afterward was basically the reason I went to that service.
What did that do for your kids, do you think?
I think, you know, they could associate with other kids who maybe had the same thoughts, same feelings, find out that whatever they were thinking or feeling wasn't just theirs. It also gave us a way to deal with whatever's going on or whatever will go on.
Mm-hmm. What kind of concerns have your children raised to you?
Well, school used to be pretty safe, or so they thought. And it puts a whole new light on things now.
Mm-hmm. Your name, please?
Judy Kavanaugh.
Okay. I'll go to the school?
Yeah.
So you're here on Friday?
Yeah. No, we weren't here on Friday. We were on a field trip.
What have you been doing since?
Well, it hasn't been easy on us. And we're feeling pretty guilty.
What do you mean?
Well, because we're the oldest ones at this school, and we should have done something because they're younger than we have, than we are. So. Yes.
And did you feel the same way, or have you been talking to them about it?
My parents are like really comforting us. They're like, "Oh, I'm glad you weren't there, because the people that Lori Dan were after, one person, Robert, was in my class, and so she could have came in my class and started shooting there." And my mom and dad were like, "Oh, thank God you weren't there," and stuff.
Do you understand why it happened?
Yeah. No, you can go.
Okay. Yeah. Because. See, should I say what? See, the Rushes had Lori Dan working for her, and they had to move to, I think, Long Island, and so they had to like tell her she couldn't have the job, and so she got really mad, and she took them and like their younger brothers, and she locked them in the basement and started the house on fire. Then they got out through a window. They broke a window and got out. Then she came to the school to get them, and I don't know if she couldn't find the classroom, so she like went to the second grade and just started shooting at them.
I guess, I mean, beyond that, do you understand or have a need to figure out why she'd have done something like that?
She probably was crazy and maybe like drunk or something.
I don't think drunk, because she poisoned people too.
Yeah. So I think maybe she was on. I think someone said she was on drugs, but I'm not really sure. But
I don't think so. I think she was just crazy.
And does that help you understand how it could have happened?
Yeah.
A little better. It doesn't help that much, though.
Yeah.
Have you been talking with anyone besides your parents about it? Have you gone to the service maybe at Sacred Heart this morning?
Yeah.
Did you go?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What did you do in your group discussions?
We didn't have group discussion. We just had mass. And it was a nice mass and everything, but it brought back what happened, and you kept thinking of the people, what happened to them. And I knew most of the people that got hurt. And I know the one who died, and it just hurts.
Yeah, it shocks you. Because you don't think that would happen, but at least you know that she's gone and she won't come back. And I don't think that it would happen again, because I wouldn't think that would happen again.
Are you ready to go back to school on Monday?
Yeah, but we have a half day, and we're going to go back at 1 o'clock, and we have to go straight to our classrooms.
So it's something that you're all probably talking about, even when reporters aren't here, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah.
And along these same lines, or have you come up with other explanations?
Well,
mostly along the same lines.
Yeah.
Okay, and your name's please?
Janine Nicolazzi.
Nicolazzi?
Yeah.
Can you spell it?
Nicolazzi.
Okay.
Katie Simpson.
Katie?
Yeah.
And Jennifer Malmquist.
Malmquist?
Malmquist.
Can you spell for me?
Malmquist.
Okay. And you're all in?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
Yeah.
That's as high as the school goes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
What radio?
This is national.
This is what Steven looks like. You look like that.
Oh boy.
So do you.
Hello.
Sure.
Got it? She's aware, I'm sure, of what's
oh,
going
absolutely.
On.
Oh, absolutely.
What?
Yeah, it's a little too high. This might be a little hard.
That's all right. That's all right. I'll follow you.
Can get you on it? Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. Hold on.
Whoa. Tell me when you need to let go.
Oh! Starting to really hold on.
That's pretty good. So you've been talking about it with her around the house, or?
Well, we've talked about it because we do live right across the street. Our house is the one right across the street from the classroom, and even though we're not in the school, we're impacted because a lot of our friends' children are there and children that my children know. Plus, the police did come to our home in search of the assailant at the time that it occurred, and so they came with drawn guns into the house searching, you know, for her. And so that was a little traumatic to my son, who was a little upset by the policeman coming, and my babysitter was scared and things like that.
Is he two?
Three. Almost three.
Almost three.
Look at you! Yeah. But at this point, it almost seems very remote. People come by all the time, day and night, since it's happened, to look in the classroom. Children come, sometimes people, obviously parents with their children are coming. Sometimes they stop their cars, sometimes they just drive by, and they're obviously talking all about it. And I think that's really good. I think it's really good. We went to the 10 o'clock meeting, but we didn't have a classroom to go to, so then we left. And I think for a lot of us in the community, it's who don't have children in the school, we're still impacted very much, and obviously horror-stricken by it.
What do you think is good about having all these people come by and just look around for?
Well, I think it's very important for people to do that. I think it's part of the process. What is it, hon?
I'm not listening.
No, I'm not, unfortunately. Can you give me just a few more minutes? I think it's therapeutic. I think it's therapeutic for everyone to talk about it and to visit the scene. I think it'll be hard for kids to come back to school, and I think the more the parents bring them around when the school's not in session and talk about it, I think the better that they will be. Who knows how long it will take, though, for many of the children to recover from the trauma. What? Can I swing this one? Okay. One. Should I count to three?
No, just swing. Mom, swing. I'm sorry to throw it at you. Okay, a second. Make it still, Mom. Make
okay.
Because last time I did it with it still, just swing
okay.
The other one. Still.
Should I hold it?
No!
No? Okay. Make it still?
Keep it there, Mom.
Okay.
Keep it.
All right.
And don't put your hand on.
Oh, okay. It's a new skill. Oh, almost.
Mom,
you want me to just jiggle it over?
Mom!
He's a very active time of
yes,
day.
We are here a lot. Yes, and have a lot to play in the neighborhood.
Sure.
It's a very close neighborhood. Yeah. Oh, you almost got it.
What is your name?
I'm Irene Kerr, K-E-R-R.
K-E-R-R. And your children are Marielle and Ford.
Ford, F-O-R-D.
He's three. How old is Marielle?
Marielle's six.
Six. What?
Okay,
pretty
close.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Were you here a lot of the time?
No. Questions that your children ask you?
Actually, my own daughter is not that communicative on it, but her friends have come over, and they've asked how are we sure that she's dead? And what... when somebody is crazy, when do they start being crazy? How can you tell that they're crazy? So that you can identify. They were very surprised to see her picture and think that she looked nice. And for my family, the most difficult part of it is that she was a babysitter. And we always have babysitters. And the idea that a babysitter could be that kind of a person is very traumatic to my children.
Mom, that, look.
Yeah, look, you got it. But, you know, so we try to explain that it's a rare occurrence, that it just will never happen again because it's so rare, and that we can't think that, you know, other babysitters will be that way, or we can't think that any school situation will be that way. It's just a once-in-a-lifetime situation, and it will never happen again. It's just so bizarre. I mean, there hasn't been a murder in Winnetka in 31 years. It's just not a neighborhood where there is one. I must admit, though, I felt uncomfortable when my daughter went to school here, that it was so open. The kindergarten class, junior kindergarten classroom where she was in, is that one right there, and that door is just open. And I've always been bothered by that. And where she goes to school, the doors are locked except for the front entrance, which goes by the principal's office. And I think that's safer. I think that even though this is a bizarre situation, something like this won't happen. There still are weird people around. And now, especially if they know that North Shore schools have doors open, and they do, people roam in and out, and I was concerned that a four-year-old might just roam out the door, too. So I never felt comfortable about that, and felt better about the school where my daughter goes, that it's a little more secure.
Yet this isn't a neighborhood where very many people think about that, is it?
No, but, you know, with a lot of, you know, with kidnappings, with children, you know, it you have to think about it anywhere, and anywhere where children are congregated is a target for someone who is ill.
You think this will change the neighborhood in that sense?
I think that they will be more secure about the doors. I really do. And that I think they should. I imagine that there will be movements for gun control and things like that. I would imagine that would be the case. Other than that, I don't think that a lot will change. On a day-to-day, we can't dwell on it constantly. We just have to go forward. We just have to keep, you know, riding our bikes and playing in the neighborhood. And we'll do what we've always done, drink coffee on the street corner at, you know, on Saturday mornings, which we did yesterday, like we do every Saturday morning on Saturday mornings. And so I don't think much else will change. I think there will be more security in the schools, though, and I think there'll be, you know, activation for more gun control, a little more security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, how long have you lived in the neighborhood?
3 years.
3 years, yes.
Okay.
Hey, Marielle, that's a no-no. Marielle, look at me.